Hey there, adventurers. Welcome back to Bippity Boppity Boss. I'm your host, Belle, and today we're unlocking some epic game-changing magic, literally. Today's episode is about scripting your new identity. And to make it extra fun and spicy, let's imagine we're diving into a video game where you're building out your character. Because honestly, what if life is just one epic open-world adventure game and the character customization screen is simply waiting for you? So let's grab your controller, press start, and jump into your main character, aka the best version of you. All right, so first up, we're at the Choose Your Player screen. Picture it. The screen lights up and you see versions of you. The you that's confident, abundant, full of purpose and alignment. This is your ultimate character selection, and you're going to decide exactly who you want to be. So here's your mission. For level one, imagine your ideal self like a character in a game. They've got all the traits, skills, and special abilities you desire. Are they confident? Are they abundant? Are they magnetic? Are they a total boss who wakes up every day with energy and focus? Lock those in. This is where you define the core qualities of the you you're about to bring to life. Now, to make it even more fun, you might give this character a nickname. Let's call them main character you, or the boss version, or even the villain version. Whatever you want, give them a title, because from here on out, that's who you are scripting. For level two, here's where we get into the fun of character customization, your skills and abilities. Imagine you're flipping through a menu of power-ups and skill boosts. This is your chance to give yourself any ability you want. So what would your main character be like in action? Are they a master communicator or strategist? Are they super organized? Are they effortlessly charming or a creative powerhouse? In scripting, you want to get specific with these abilities. This is where you write out I am statements, but think of it like equipping abilities in a game. Your script might look like this. I am confident and magnetic. I attract the right people and opportunities every single day. I'm a master problem solver, handling every situation with ease. I am overflowing with creative energy and turn my ideas into reality. Write down your top abilities. Remember, this is your character in your life, so go big or go home. The more you envision these powers as part of your skill set, the more your brain will start believing in them, just like leveling up in a game. Level three is all about the backstory, the origin story that sets up your main character. Here's where you're scripting about your character and how that character lives. Picture a cinematic scene in a video game. What does a day in their life look like? What is their vibe? In scripting terms, you're going to write a day in the life as if you're already living as this character. Get as detailed as possible. Here's an example. Character me wakes up every day with a sense of excitement and passion. I grab my journal, setting intentions while sipping my favorite tea. My day flows effortlessly. I connect with inspiring people, make decisions with confidence, and close my day feeling fulfilled and grateful. Write out your perfect day like you're playing through a storyline in a game. You're describing the experience of being you at your best. And just like that, you've laid out your origin story. By scripting the scene, you're creating a very amazing neural pathway in your mind that says, yes, this is who I am right now. It's like putting on the right armor and tools before you head into battle. Feel the power-ups. So it's time to picture this. Every time you revisit your script, it's like leveling up in a game. Imagine those little power-up icons popping up over your character's head, boosting your confidence, resilience, and joy, whatever powers you choose. Here's the key. When you're reading your script or imagining it, pause and really feel how it would feel to live this life right now. This isn't just words on a page, it's your energy. Close your eyes, picture it. What does it feel like to be this version of you? The main character version. And take a deep breath and let that feeling settle in, because it's real. The more you know, the more you feel, the stronger the power-ups, the more real your character hardens into fact in the 3D. And I'm adding this in as a bonus round because I think there's more to offer the world than just how we look. But just like in The Sims, you can customize your physical avatar in your mind and script it out. So picture what your character looks like. Any changes you may want to make physically is totally up to you. Like, if you want to be a certain way or have a certain vibe or a certain style, imagine yourself wearing those clothes, embodying that aesthetic. Everything you can want is already here within reach. You can customize yourself just like your Sims character or any character in a game. All right, so we reached the boss level or the final level in the gameplay, which is in real life. This is where you take your character off the screen and to real life. Everything is reality within your mind, but I know you want to experience things in the physical form as well. Think of it as dropping your character into an open world game where they can start making choices, taking actions, and living out their story. Ask yourself, what small choices can I make today that line up with my main character version of me? Maybe it's speaking up in a meeting, spending a few minutes journaling, or even dressing up a little to feel like the boss you scripted. Every action is like pressing a button in the game, and it reinforces who you are step by step in this now moment. Remember, you're in control. You've written the character, you've powered them up, and now they're ready to explore this beautiful world. The more you play as this version of you, the more natural it becomes until eventually there's no difference between who you wrote and who you are. And that's it, you heroes of your own story. You made it to the end of this podcast episode. Go out there and live as the amazing main character you've created. Thanks for tuning in to Bippity Boppity Boss. If you love this episode, please share with someone you love and someone who's also ready to step into their own epic adventure. Until next time, remember, you hold the controller and every level of life is just waiting for you to play it. Wishing you love and light.